Recording in progress.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take questions in the room first. Mitchell, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
Yeah, Martin, another frustrating one for you guys, obviously, but you know, some good moments from you guys as well in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we woke up after they scored a little bit, and I thought we created enough chances, but that's been the tale of our season. We seem to create, we just have no one that... putting the ball in the back of the net, so very frustrating. I don't think as a whole performance it was terrible by any means. I thought we did enough to get a result, but that's what we do. We just kind of just do enough. If you don't score goals, you can't win games.
The back line, obviously Ferrari playing at the back and mm-hmm. Tass coming in as well. Just your thoughts on how they performed, and I guess having a couple of different options there. We can move Chris further forward at times. Jordan can drop back.
Yeah, it definitely gives us more options. I thought Tass did well today, being thrown in really pretty quick. But allowed me to get Jordan in midfield. I thought he had a good game. And I think he's a good player. So I think he'll really help us going forward. So, yeah, it was good to get him on the pitch. I thought Max did his job at left back for us. And he's a good option because he can get forward from left back. He's got an engine on him, and he defends quite well, to be fair, for someone who's not naturally a fullback.
Coach, of course, now it's your 14th game of the season. Now it's completed. It's just 7 goals scored, mm-hmm. One every 2 games. What will have to change in the second half of the season for the results to fly in the other direction?
Yeah, well, we have to score goals. It's funny. It's not something you can... I mean, we look at it. We create chances of getting a great goal, scoring opportunities. Just like today, I think we had Mateo early on. Didn't hit the target, had a good chance. Noah didn't hit the target on his chance. I think Mateo later on in the second half, when he chested it down, didn't hit the target. If you don't put on target, you're not going to score. So we get into great goal scoring areas and just have no finish. It's one of those things. Is it going to create more chances, or is it a quality thing? So we're going to, you know, I challenge the players there. We got to start scoring goals.
Yeah, to that point about quality, of course, Disney and Habsies left the club a few weeks back on FC Po in Ligue 2 in France. Do you think you've been able to find a very suitable replacement for Habsies on that flank?
Yeah.
Or are you still working on that?
I don't think you can find a replacement of his quality very easy. He's a big miss, but, I thought Max stepped up and did a good job there today. But we'll see what we do there going forward.
Thanks, Coach.
KJ?
Martin, you mentioned some of those chances. One that you didn't mention was Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Great chance as well. For those of us who don't see him regularly, what's he got in his arsenal that makes him so special to put him out there? And do you get the feeling that he might be on the verge of a breakout?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the run of the play, he's really good. He links up very well. He's smart. He's good in the air. He's had a lot of opportunities and not scored, so we're waiting for him. You know, hopefully he can put one in and go on a bit of a run. I used today for, rest Osazi a little bit, being our leading scorer. I was aware of that, but I need him to get back to the sharpness he's been at, and I've been overplaying him, so it was a conscious decision to rest him and bring him on later, because I want to get him back to his best as well.
One for me was, it's another loss, but losses are very different. It's certainly very different from the one in Edmonton. What was the feeling like in the dressing room after? What was the message to the players?
I think at the end of the day, the message was, it wasn't good enough in the end. Again, we can create all chances we want, but if we can't put the ball in the net, you're not going to win games. And so it was I ask people to step up, because I think as a group now, we do enough in a lot of games to win, I feel. We get some great opportunities, great chances. We've had a bunch of 0-0 games this year that we should have won, in my opinion, personally. Enough's enough. We have guys step up, take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and put chances away. And it's not just that, just all over the pitch. I think we're a bit quiet. I think we train harder than we play at times because we got four coaches out there demanding in training constantly. It's a bit hard when you maybe have to put four coaches around the field and demand from them all game long.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You spoke about the back line. What did you make of Ronan Kratz's debut today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he had some good moments. He's a talented young player. I wanted to see, get a chance to use his pace and get him and allow him to get forward. And he did some good things, and he's got some things to learn. But I thought it was a really good first performance. I think he'll be really useful for us going forward.
And do you think it'll be down the left predominantly for him?
I'm not sure. I've not, pegged him as one or the other. He can play on the right. He can play on the left. He can play as a nine. He's active. He's got good attributes technically, and he's got good pace. He's quick, so he's got a lot of good tools. And and I think he'll, as he gets more and more minutes, I think you'll see him steadily improve.
Great. Any other question in the room? Thomas Hewitt, down the back.
Yes. What do you think of the rivalry in this game, right? The Mateo Fernandez sort of just Henry. What do you think of the intensity that York displayed?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that is not needed. I think at that moment in the game, we have to try and speed up the game, and we in some ways help them slow it down. So I didn't actually see what happened. I turned with the play. So he got a yellow card. I'm not exactly sure what for. I'll have to go back and look. But at least took my concerns at the moment. But, I think if we show that in the right way, from the off, it's good instead of reacting in those ways. I think we got to use our frustrations in a positive way in the pitch and be better on the pitch rather than get into situations like that.
Any other questions for Mr. Notch? Robin?
Well, it looks like, seems like Toronto FC is stocking up in Italian players, maybe for marketing reasons. You brought in two new Australians. How did you ever find out about them? And have they ever run across each other before in national games or something? And how do they get along with everyone else?
It's just like any, it's a world's game. So you get agents that put players onto you all the time from all over the world, to be fair. And their task was put onto us first. And looked at his video and where he's played and how he's done and thought he'd be a good addition and would suit the league. I think he does. I think he showed that tonight. I think he's going to be a good player in this league. Lewis, they played against each other in the A-League in Australia, so they know of each other. They weren't, obviously, I don't think they were, they knew each other well, but they knew of each other. And they've got along real quick. So Lewis only been here for 3 days, so they've been hanging out a bit and they get on really well, so it's probably nice for them to have someone from their own country together.
Okay, guys, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Catherine, for your time, as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Team to see, and that's Electric City. But otherwise, I've had interviews with all 21 coaches, so it's on my site.
That's good. Good for you, Robbie.
You've got my card, I guess.
Yes, I am. But good for you. Hey, Mitch.
Yep.
See my thing in the WhatsApp. Just check it out, man.
All right.
That was that six dance. It was.
Okay, guys, Mr. Wilson has devoted some time for you this evening. Mitchell, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I guess you know, tasks coming in, you get to play in the midfield again, or now that you have more options back there, I guess just your thoughts on the back line in general and some new players coming in.
Yeah, I think I'll just maybe go back to this week. I think Tass came in with so much energy and just as a vocal leader, which I love and we need at this point. We have a lot of young players, which is not a bad thing, but just a guy that is, he knows what he needs to do and he can perform and he wants to lead and battle. He's a warrior. So I think it was a great matchup with him and Zats defensively. And then I got to be a bit free in the middle, kind of run around like a little terrier, which I always enjoy. But yeah, he's been a bonus to the squad. I just think now we got to figure it out on the offensive end. That's really it. But Tass is he's a class guy, and he thinks he had a bad day, but I think he had a great debut for the club.
Yeah, and I guess just your frustration with another match where you guys create a number of chances, but still just doesn't seem to come through.
Yeah, like that's our theme. I feel like they have two half chances. They scored two goals. I would say we have three or four 100% chances or clear-cut goal-scoring opportunities, and we're not scoring. So, yeah, if you can't hear my voice or my demeanor, I'm a bit defeated in terms of you put in all that work in training and in the match, and then we don't score. Like, even if we lose 2-1 at this point, or it's 1-1 for a bit and we lose 2-1 at the end, okay, we're in it, but we're like, we have these chances that we're just hitting over the bar. We're not really even testing the keeper. And yeah, it's just a bit disheartening for sure.
Yeah, to that point, I just talked to Coach Nash. You mentioned, you know, it's 14 games and halfway through the season, just 7 goals, 1 every 2 games. What do you think is the reason why you guys are not able to score as many as the other teams in the league and just in general? What do you think is behind that?
I don't want to make excuses, but I think Ricci's healthy. If Mike Petrasso's healthy, we have a bit of fluidity with our squad. We have some attacking players who like to express themselves. I feel like the players that we would really need to maybe get things going are out at the moment. And the players coming in, maybe whether it be foreigners or even young players, it's just hard. It's hard to try to get them week in, week out to compete and be a threat. So we need to get over that hump, but I feel like that hump has lasted for like 2 months now. I thought today was going to be the day where maybe we score, we beat Forge at home, and we can build off of that. But again, we kind of were flat on the offensive end. So I'd say a bit of us not being used to each other, familiar with each other, but also having big players injured. I think with a 22-man roster or squad, You can't afford to have 2-3 of your, I would say, star players out, and that's our situation right now.
Makes sense. And now, you know, you just have a week now until your next game, Pacific comes to town. Of course, you're not going to have the Canadian Championship. We'll use that momentum, that, in that respect, you know, the momentum from that, that just try to, you know, transfer it into the next Friday's match to, you know, change the fortune of over the last 2 months.
Yeah, I think that's all we can do. Like, I'm a bit defeated, but we go to training Sunday and we just have to have good vibes. We had a great week this week. Tempo was high. And yeah, it's always darkest before the dawn. So we just got to keep digging away and try to get a result, try to get some goals. I feel like if we do that, we're a good enough team. We can hold off. If we score 2 goals in a match, that should be enough for us to win a game. Even 1, that would be enough. Or just scoring first. I mean, I don't know the stats, but if we could get a goal first, against a team, any team in this league, I'm pretty sure we could dictate the tempo of the game and ride it out and get 3 points. But it seems like we're always chasing. It's just an uphill battle. So, yeah, hopefully we can change that soon. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Got it there, Robin. You want one more?
Okay. Sure.
Me in a good mood, so let's keep him.
when you have new players come into the team and you sort of welcome them, but you know maybe they'll... Well, maybe not even personally, but to say, that guy might take my job or something. But how do you bring them in to say, you know, welcome, I guess especially, or good day to Australian guys, but to bring them in and yet to say, well, this is how we do things. I guess the coach would say that, but just to bring them in and that they'll gradually fit their way in, or do you expect them to, like, just snap, pop in, like the defender tonight? Just
took off running, I guess, like how he played in Australia.
I'm usually nice to everyone the first couple of days. I won't kick you the first, like, four trainings. I'll let you live. But,
You're a liar.
No, it's true. Especially the attacking players. I let them live for a bit. But I just... But a guy like Tass, he came in right away and just wanted to lead and to win. So for me, he had my respect. He earned it. Lewis, he's literally only trained one day. But he's eager, which I like. And we need just more personality within our squad. So I guess to answer your question is I usually welcome them with open arms, but it's more about your personality. Like if you're ready to give a lot to the squad, that's kind of how I treat you a little bit. And it's no secret we've had so many players in and out of the squad, so I'm just a bit tentative at the moment. Like I take a bit of time to really give you a big hug, but I'm still kind, I'm still nice. And as I said, Tass had a great debut, so did Ronan. They feel hard done, but I think they had a great first game for the club, and we just build off of that from here.
KJ, just last one for me, sorry. What's the mood in the dressing room after the game like that, Jordan, and how do you as an experienced member find that balance where sometimes hard words have to be discussed but trying to be encouragement for these young players?
It's difficult. I mean, we're a bit separated at the moment. Everyone's in their feelings, and for me, I feel like that's okay. I feel like, but out here, when we're playing, that's the time to express that. I think right now we kind of have to take criticism. Even if older players, younger players are yelling at you to work hard or whatever it is, I feel like here's the place we have to really let out all of our emotions. The locker room right now is tough. Like, it's tough. We haven't been winning. We went 2 months without a win. And, like, I can't remember a time in my life where that's happened. In another world, we're in, like, relegation zone. So, do you know what I mean? Like, vibes aren't really there. But I think I've said to the boys publicly, I do not want to go 3 months playing dud games, basically games that don't matter. Like, let's try to rally together now and have at least a push for playoffs or playing games that matter. Right now, if you talk to any of our players, we're gutted, we're defeated. Because I personally think, I got to watch the game back, but I think we had better chances. I think we came with a lot of energy. I just think we couldn't score and they scored. And football is cruel like that.
We appreciate talking to us. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thomas, you want one last one?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I was waiting for you.
Jordan, so, you know, the locker room might be down, but if you had a lot of good chances, what do you think if you can just finish those? What's the potential for this York United team?
We're super close. Great question, by the way. We're super close. Like, before the game, at halftime, I say 10% more. Like, I'm like, guys, if we just 10% more dive, put your head on it for a cross or just make that little bit of a run, that's what we need. I've been saying that for the past 6 weeks. Now I've dropped it down to 5% more because that's how close I feel that we really are. We just got to chip away at it. Like, am I super optimistic in this present moment right now? I'm not. But Sunday when I come to train, you can't do anything about this game. You can't do anything about the fact that we lost 2-0. We can only look at the next one. So, yeah, we're close. I think it's also my job as a leader on the team just to come with that vibe, just to put my personal feelings aside and even fake it for a bit, like push guys on. Because if I have my head down, then 12 guys will. So I have to make sure that I'm coming with good vibes and pushing the guys on so we can get a win eventually.
Guys, appreciate your time. Appreciate
Thank you.
Time.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Two wins and a draw, by the way.
Feel it.
That's a good point.
That's the stat. You asked for it.